The top stories from Liberation Radio. Trump has the Republican nomination for president all but sewn up. Yesterday was Super Tuesday when 15 states vote in primary elections. Joe Biden's almost certain to be the Democratic nominee, meaning a Trump versus Biden rematch in November's presidential election. And five SAS soldiers have been arrested on suspicion of war crimes in Syria. The Ministry of Defence won't comment directly on the investigation, saying only that allegations are taken seriously and referred to military police. In the islands, business leaders have been hearing about the benefits of a proposed Channel Islands to France tunnel. It's estimated the project would cost £6.5 billion and take a decade to build. Supporters of the idea claim it would sustain the islands for 300 years. A survey in Guernsey's found a majority in favour of assisted dying. Campaign group Dignity in Dying conducted the survey of around 1,000 people. More than 80% were in favour. The number of people visiting Jersey's up, but still below pre-COVID levels. There's been an 11% rise year on year. That's still down 31,000 from 2019. And Channel Islands mobile phone service providers say they aren't blocking customers from receiving one-time codes. An increasing number of people say they aren't receiving the codes that help make logging into websites, including banking, more secure. Stay up to date with Channel Islands news with the Liberation Radio News podcast on the Liberation Radio app and website, or ask your smart speaker to enable the Liberation Radio skill.